course, we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for your Bible. So many people don't believe it. We believe it because it's your word, Lord. Thank you again for the gift of salvation. Thank you for the young people here tonight.
Amen.
Be with the pastor as he delivers your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Well, it's good to see you tonight. And hopefully these hot days cool off here soon. And we're in the fall. Good to see the young people. Now, is that Io or Dio or which one? What's the younger? What's your younger sister's name? That's a nice hat. Everybody, look at that hat she's got on. Isn't that a nice hat she got on? Isn't that pretty? I'm messing with you. I'm jealous. I want one just like it. Amen. Good to see you teenagers. You guys in the back row, you got three guys? I'm going to move you in about 2 seconds up this front row. They leave the fear of God on their face. Look at them. Look at those girls. Girls, look at that's fear. They don't know what to do now. Amen. Well, good to see you tonight. We need to pray for some folks, and so we've got some recent bereaved families we need to pray for. The Abbott family, the Barnes family. Peter left and went to Guyana, so he's down there. So he flew down to Guyana. Pray for the Buck family. Pray for my family and the loss of my Aunt Kathy. We're going to have our memorial service next Friday in Elkton, Maryland. So pray for my dad and my uncle as they preach. They're going to half the message, and so going to go back to Elkton where I was born. I haven't been there for a long time, so pray for that. And pray for the Tom Farrell family. The Kaiser family, Miss Barbara Kaiser passed away last week. Funeral will be on Friday. And Tony Persaud family, the Pierce family, the Rivera family, the Rose family, and the Simmons family. And then these bereaved families that we have, and I'll go through those. I'll read down through these. The Allen, Saboyer family, Brewer, Carter, Chambers, Clark, Kohick, Kenoyer, Dietrich, DeYoung, Dickens, DeGennaro, Dyer. I can't pronounce that. Is Io here? How do you pronounce that? Huh? Real loud. Egbio? Okay, Egbio. Thank you. Pray for them. The Femister family, Forbes, Fowler, Glenn, Goodman, Graves, Griggs, Grimes, Hamrick, Harwood, Hembry, Hobart, Hurst, Johnson. Pray for the Krasinski family, Keith, King, Klein, Kearsarge, Crone, May family, McCall family, McCormick family, Moran family, Maru family, the Proctor family, the Raven family, Regal family, the Reed family, Richter family, Severe family, Sharp family, Skinner family, Solis family, Souther family, Tice family, Thomas family, Webb family, Williams family, the Dave Williams family, the other Williams family, the Kevin Sr. and Williams family, and Miss. Miss Nita, you're going to have to check with Miss Mona, but the one that just passed away, they had two people pass away in their family. One was in a car accident. And so get that update, if you would. And then we have some individual requests. Al Russell is bedridden. Alita Harris, she had a heart transplant, and we need to pray for her that the heart would take. Amy White's brother with stage 4 cancer. Anaya's grandmother with health. Ashley Baker, she's the wife of assistant pastor in North Carolina. She's undergoing chemotherapy. Pray for Io's aunt and pray for Ayuk. He has unspoken. The Bumgardners. Dennis has brain tumor and his wife's healing up from a broken ankle. Bethany's request, our Uncle Steve in hospice, and also family members with COVID the second time, and Greg Richter, the son in the hospital. He's not doing well. He has COVID. What's that? Okay. Amen. So let's keep praying. Bill Hamrick with Parkinson's disease. Bob Boyle. Kathy DeGeneres, her husband has Parkinson's and taken to the hospital. I think he's back out. Kathy, update us on that. Granddaughter, Kaylee Unspoken, the friend, Beth Smith with dementia and health. Her daughter, Ann McDonald, taking care of her. And George Majayton, he's on chemotherapy. Charles Morgan, pray for him, growing the Lord. Sharita Moran, Unspoken, and the neighbor's Brooke's health and Ellen's cancer. Christian's mom, Agnes, with her heart, pray for her. Danny Reeves' health and his family in Liberia. Denise Hurst, Unspoken, and her knee. Donna Workman on chemo. Ed Wiseman with health. Faye Barnes, knee replacement. And pray for her. Her husband was taking care of her, so I guess it's her nephew taking care of her now. So Pete's gone, and Deani's going to take care of her. So pray for that. Pray for them. Pray for Fred Kearney, clot in his pulmonary artery, and that he's on blood thinners. And the church in Ghana, they're already starting to build. There's money being given toward that. Hazel and Mona Osman, Unspoken, back. Donnie's diabetes. Kevin Jr., her nephew with seizures. Ian Prasad, we got health issues, possibly COVID. Well, it is COVID. He's quarantined for, he has COVID, and he's down for 2 weeks, so pray for him. Pray for Gene Williams, a wife of Pastor Vinton Williams, Jesse Bianchi, and he's my friend. Pray for his health and Unspoken. Joel McConkie, pray for his cancer. Brother and Mrs. Keys, pray for their legs to heal. Liz Creed's co-worker Harmony Holbert and Lorene Rice, pray for them. Margaret Badgett with her heart. Mark Train with health, biological mom to grow in the Lord. And friend Rodrigo Martinez with his cancer. Melody Dodson's daughter Lynn, hip surgery. She now has an infection in her hip. Continue to pray for Miss Phippen, continued progress. We thank the Lord for that. Miss Lancaster's heart, Naomi Simpkins, continuing tests. Chris War, his health, we talked cancer, and then we realized that they realized that it was not, and so they're running him through tests just to see what it is. Pray for my mom and dad as their health and as they travel. Dave McCoy, he was taken to ER with COVID. Pray for him. And he's a good friend, pastor friend down in Georgia. Pray for him. Doug Fisher in San Diego, recovering from several strokes. George Easter, his health. Joe Secure's wife with ongoing health issues. John Ritiger with his heart. Kenny Baldwin with heart problems due to COVID. Pray for Kevin Bartlett, recovering from the COVID. Pastor Paisley, he's doing much better. Randy Ford had his leg amputated. Pray for him. Ryan Gordon, Bayshore Baptist Church pastor. His health, he's doing well, and the church is doing good too. Pray for Terry Herman, his mother-in-law's health. Paul Barnes, cancer and fluid around his heart. Pray for him. Penny Maxey's knees, and her brother Morgan Moore with cancer. Joe Ramsey's heart. And Megan Ramsey Reyes, pray for her. Sheila Chu with her health and the Siffords. That's Crystal Sifford with her health and Randall Sifford. Tim Carter's mother's health and Aunt Joyce Williams. Wayne Fowler, Uncle Sharon Wilson, pray for him. He's got Parkinson's disease. Let me see here. Okay, maybe it'll probably come back to me. Before it goes from my mind, that church, what's the name of that church that needs a pastor down there?
Westside Baptist Church.
West, pray for Westside Baptist Church in where?
In Laurinburg, North
Carolina. Laurinburg? How you spell it? Lauren, just like you spell the name, Lauren with Berg on it. And they need a pastor. So pray for them. Okay? And then continue to pray for our missions conference. We'll be receiving our commitments for the missions year. And we want to get everybody involved in that. We'll be having Shannon Lamond family with us. Shannon is from Tennessee, and his father, he stepped into his father's shoes, and they print Bibles and books and send them Bibles and Christian literature, send it all over the world.
Amen.
And so it'll be good to have him here. Pray for our nation. And pray for our church and our church family. Bus ministry, we've got the bus going down to be repaired on tomorrow, Lord willing. And pray for our teens. Good to see our teens here. Thank God for them. Master clubs. Let's pray for our sister churches. That means churches of like faith and practice. Let's pray for those. And especially the pastors being jailed in Canada. Let's pray for the bereaved families of those that have been killed in Afghanistan. Pray for pastors, lost loved ones. Let's pray for our first responders. That means our nurses, our doctors, our EMTs, our police, our firemen. And pray for the teachers and students. You kids back to school? Yay! You having fun yet? No? No? Okay. Nobody's excited about school. I wasn't either.
Me neither.
Me neither. Amen. Any updates or any prayer requests? Chris?
Please pray for Naomi. She's going to October 5th. 6th for her driving test, she gets her license. And then also pray for Zane Miller. With the new rollout of the mandate for vaccine, working, his job firing him.
Okay. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else we need to update? Any updates? Any additions? All right. Let's go to in prayer. Brother Chris, how about leading us in prayer? Remember these requests. Amen. John chapter 3 and verse 1. John chapter 3 and verse 1. I would encourage you young people to either bring a Bible or put a Bible app on your phone. Any of y'all have Bible apps on your phone? My wife uses her phone for the Bible. Just got to make sure she gets the right version. Amen. But John chapter 3, and let's begin reading verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do the miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now we're looking at regeneration. Last week we looked at what regeneration was not. Tonight I want to think about regeneration and take it a step further and look at some scripture with you. I hope you take your scripture, take your Bible, take your pen, take your paper, and take some notes down. This tremendous truths to study in your devotions or in your spare time, and really let them sink in and let God teach you. Regeneration means to be born again. We are born physically, but we're dead spiritually. You see, when Adam sinned, we became sinners. And so everybody that's born into this world, their bodies are alive, but their soul is dead. That's not a very good combination, is it? And so we have a body that is alive, a soul that is dead, and God gives us opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, to be born again as long as we are living or until the Lord comes back for his own. What happens when a sinner calls on the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior to save him? What happens? What is the new birth? What is the new birth? I want us to notice five things tonight, five things from God's Word, and I want you to listen intently because this is what happens when you're born again. This is what you are when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not what you get in a lesson at church. This is not what you get from a preacher. This is what you get directly from God. Amen. When you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, God gives you this. God makes you this. God does this in your life. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you need to realize this. I believe that in this room sits enough energy to turn this county upside down for God. But I believe the truths of salvation, the basic truths of salvation, we get over them. They become ho-hum. They become elementary when they are priority. They become something that's not so exciting, but they should be something that we draw energy off of every day, every breath we take, every step we take. We ought to be excited that we are a child of the King. Now, I want to think about five things, and I hope you'll listen intently and look at your Bibles with me. First of all, in verses 3 and verse 7 of this chapter, what happens? What is being born again? Number one, it is a new birth, a second birth, a birth from above. Look at verse 3. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now that word again, born again, born again. It's not talking about the physical birth. This is the new birth. This is the second birth. And it says in verse 7, it says, Marvel not that I said unto ye, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Now this is being born from above. You're not going to get this born again from the world. The earth cannot produce it. Yeah, we said last week, it's not a reformation. It's not a ritual. It's not a catechism. It's not works. It's only the new birth that can be received directly from God. So it is a new birth. It is a second birth. It is from above. I believe when you talk to people and you share, young people, if you share your faith in school or with your friends or adults, you share, a lot of them say, oh, I did that before. And you ask them, well, explain to me what happened. Explain to me when you received the Lord. And they'll talk about when they were in church and got all happy, or they sang a song, or they were, God did something, or something happened in their life, and it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Listen, it's the new birth. It's the new birth. It's the second birth. I want you to notice again, it is being made alive from the dead, passing from death unto life. Get that statement again. What is the new birth? It is being made alive from the dead, passing from death to life. As I said, we live and we breathe, our heart is beating, our organs are functioning hopefully in sync. If we're not sick and we're walking the face of this earth, our brains are working, our eyes are working, and our limbs are working, but inside, without Christ, we're dead. We're dead men, we're dead women walking. Every step a person takes that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior is one step closer to eternity, where their soul will spend eternity in hell or in heaven. And so let's look at a scripture. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. You have your Bible? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. Turn there so you can take notes. I want you to notice, by nature, we are spiritually dead. By nature, we are spiritually dead. What are you saying? When we were born spiritually dead. Now, how many of you have ever seen baby pictures of yourself? You know what they used to do to me? They had a family in. We had slide projector. How many of you all seen slide projectors before? You teens don't know what a slide projector is. And it was a round thing that had all these pictures in it that it would project onto a screen. You know, that's way back. You all laugh at that. You think that's funny. And what we have now that we think's modern, our kids will laugh at us. But they always used to have this one picture they'd show me when I was a little baby running around without any clothes on at the pool. Make fun, man. I'd turn red and I'd go out of the room crying and everything. Baby pictures. How many of you have seen your baby pictures before? Yeah, and you don't look anything like that now, do you? Huh? And you know that baby, you came in that world, you didn't know what was going on, you had nothing to say about it, but because of the nature of sin, you were born a sinner. You were born a sinner. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." Now that word quickened, you might look, it means to be made alive or revived. That word dead means to be dead spiritually. This has nothing to do with the physical death. There's people that die. There are people that die and they go to the emergency room and they hit them with the pads or something. They bring them back to life. They live to be, and they call that experience a spiritual experience. That was not a spiritual experience. It was a physical experience. You were going to die physically, but they revived you physically. Now, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says you are made alive. You're made alive. In other words, when we were saying you're born with a physical body that lives, but with a spiritually dead soul, a dead soul, God makes that soul alive. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. But by the miracle of the new birth, he is raised to newness of life. That's what we are. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Look at this. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like Christ was raised up from the dead of the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And we're going to look at this verse a little bit more in points to come. But what it's talking about, the word baptism, where you are taken under the water and you're raised to walk in newness of life. It's a testimony. It's an outward testimony of an inward act. It's a picture of what Jesus did. He died on the cross. He was buried and he rose again. And what it's saying there is, just as we are baptized spiritually, truly, and baptism doesn't get us saved. It just gets us wet. Right. Baptism is obedience. That's it. There's nothing in the water. We don't get some special little chemical from heaven and poured into baptismal water, and it just doesn't do that. Might as well get soap. And so baptism doesn't save you. But listen, what it is, it's a picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what Paul is saying here is that when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you were dead, but you're raised to walk in newness of life. Now, this being born again, it's a new birth, it's a second birth, it's from above. Secondly, it's being made alive from the dead, passing from death to life. Now, thirdly, I want you to notice, it's being made partaker. This is exciting. Now, we were dead, we're made alive. It's the second birth, that's exciting. But this is just it's just getting better. I want you to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Number three, being born again, it is being made partaker of the divine nature. Now let that statement sink in. We are partakers of the divine nature. Now what are you saying, preacher? Well, really, I'm going to give you a scripture and let the Bible speak to you because the Bible explains this better than I could ever could. So let's begin with the verse. Look at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. Now, Peter is talking to Christians, and he says this, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Now, look up. God makes his promises, and he keeps his promise. My favorite promise is, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
That's my favorite promise. We've all made promises and we've not kept them. Either we didn't mean not to keep them, or we just didn't keep them. Right? Right, Miss Mortley? Doesn't he do that? He does that all the time. But God keeps his promise. God keeps his promise. Now, God has given us exceeding precious promises. He said, once you're saved, you're always saved. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Now, I want you to notice what it says here. Now, stay with me because this verse is exciting. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, what it's saying there, that word partaker means fellowship, means to partner. What it's really saying is, God's not patching up your old nature. God's not saying, okay, send your old nature up to heaven. We'll patch it up. We got a pit crew up here of angels up here, and they're going to fix it up and then send it back. What he's saying is, he gives you a new nature that is divine.
Amen.
What's that word divine have to do? It has to do with Almighty God. Now that's why you struggle. That's why there's a struggle here, because you have the old nature and the new nature. Right? The old nature, you're sitting there and you're hammering a nail and you hit the wrong nail. And the old nature says, go ahead and say it. And the new nature says, sing new name written down in glory. Right? So old nature. You young people, you're growing up in a day and age like no other before. You have more temptations, you have more challenges to do the world's and Satan's bidding. You have it right there. You young people know that you could take me right now. If I said, I want you to take me to somebody, I want some drugs, you could take me right to somebody and give me some drugs. Yeah, y'all know. Y'all know some people take drugs. Y'all know people doing bad things. Yeah, you do. They're all over the place. Listen, let me just tell you, and some of you adults do too, right? But that's the old nature. When you're saved, God gives us, he says, you partner with me. I'm partnering with you to live out these promises. I've promised to save you. I've promised to keep you. I've promised my Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and God who created this world, think about this, is partnering up with little old me and you. That's what happens when we're born again. Amen? Partakers of the divine nature. Now let's move on. Let me get you to look at John chapter 1. John chapter 1. So it's the second birth. It's being made alive. It's partaker of the divine nature. God doesn't patch up the old nature. He gives you a new nature. Huh? I had a preacher friend of mine preached at a bunch of youth, and it was a youth conference, and that's what comes to a youth conference, a bunch of youth, and so they were up there, and he was talking about the old nature and the new nature, and he called the old nature he called it ugly. He preached the message, ugly's got to go. See, and the ugly things in our life, we push those out with the new nature. With God's help. You can't do it on your own. Okay? You couldn't save yourself on your own, and you can't live the Christian life on your own. You've got to partner up with God. And he says, I've partnered with you. I've given you my divine nature. Now, John chapter 1, and look at verse 11. John chapter 1 and verse 11. And we're going to look at 11 through 13. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. What did they do? They ultimately crucified him. What does verse 12 say? But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the what? Say that again. Read it, everybody read it. Ready? To be the what? Sons of God. Now, if you're a son, what are you? You're a member of the family, right? If you're a son of God, what is he to you? He's your father. But as many as received him, who? Jesus? To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that what? Believe on his name. Are you with me? So receiving Jesus is being born again. When we're born again, we become part of the family of God. Now notice verse 13. This is what I call a qualifier verse. It says, which were born not of blood. You could write right there, physical birth. Nor of the will of the flesh, physical birth. Nor of the will of man, physical birth. But of God, spiritual birth. So what he's saying is, this is a spiritual thing. He wants you to understand. God wants you to understand. He was rejected, but there were those that received him. And receiving him is believing him. That he died on the cross, he was buried, he rose again. And when you are born, you're not born of blood, because that's a physical birth. You're already born that way. Or the will of the fleshly thinking, our senses out of control, our senses with the sin nature, nor the will of flesh, nor of the will of man. But of God, that's a spiritual birth. So when we're born again, it is the human side of the regeneration. What are you saying it's the human side of the regeneration? What are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying that everyone must come to the place in their life, if they're going to heaven, that they receive Jesus and become the Son of God and have that spiritual birth. Amen. Okay? And when we're born again, it's because, look at me, it's because we've received him. Amen. It's not because you come to church.
Right. That's right.
Not because you start living a good life. Right. It's because you're born again. It's because you've received him. Now, let's look at the last part. It's a second birth. It's being made alive. It's being partaker of the divine nature. It is the human side of regeneration, being born again, receiving Jesus. Now notice this, and these are all really related. All these are related, but I want you to look at this. It is a very great change. Being born again is a very great change. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 is a familiar verse. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, what does it say? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, what does that phrase in Christ mean? Born again, saved. Old things, the old nature is passed away. Behold, all things are become what? New. It's a great change. Notice Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Did you go, Darian, go and see if Archibald is up. Bring him out here. I want to use him for an illustration. I want to use him for illustration. Romans 6 and verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. You see that word newness? See that? 2 Corinthians 5:17 used the phrase become new, newness of life. And then bring him up here. And then Galatians chapter 6 and verse 15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Now that word new means freshness. When you are born again, look at me. I'm better looking. Look at me. Now think about this. Stop that, ladies. That's rebellion right there. So think about this. That word newness there, newness of life and new, means completely new. Amen. Amen. And completely new. Are you with me? It means newness. Here's what it means. When you are spiritually born, it is newness, completely new. Not a renovation. Now I'm going to interview Archibald. I'm looking for some workers at work. Think you can pass a background check? Archibald, you ever had, you pay your bills? Archibald, Archibald, you ever cussed before? Huh? Archibald, you ever run anybody off the road? Now you're looking at me, you're saying, why is he asking that question? Why are those questions stupid? Why are those questions irrelevant? Huh? Because he's brand new. He's brand new. Now, I know the problem is, I know who the Father is, so I know he's a sinner. And sooner or later, he's going to learn to say mine and no. But let me just say, the day he was born, I remember the day every one of my children were born, the day he was born, he came into the world, he was brand new. Do you understand that? You understand what I'm saying? Now, let me say this. The day that you were born again, you're brand new. Brand new. Now, some of you sit here and you're born again and you're holding on to your old life and you think God's holding that against you. It's not. That was gone the day you were born again. And some of you think, well, because I came from this, or because my family is this, or because of this, I can't be this. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, because I'm born again. This little fella, how many months is he?
7 months.
7 months. He's brand new. He has no idea that the Dallas Cowboys are bad. He has no idea about all kinds of things. Why? Because he's brand new. He's brand new. You'll show him pictures of this one day, and you say, what'd you do that? Let me do that. What'd you let him get me up there for? Amen. Thank you. What I'm trying to get across to you tonight, what I want you to understand tonight is this. When you are born again, it's completely new. Let me say it this way. When you are born again, it's a clean slate. Have you ever seen anybody with a new car? They pull into Walmart. You know where they park? 2 miles away out to the last space closest to the road. Huh? They walk around their car, look around it. Huh? See them 10 years down the road. It doesn't matter what. They just shake, rattle, and roll. Well, let me just say, when you got saved spiritually, you got a new car. And what shape it's up to you. What shape it's in is up to you. Being born again is not the physical birth, it's a spiritual birth. It's not something that we concoct. It's not something that we dream up. It's not something that the world gives us. When we're born again, the second time, we are made alive. When it says in John chapter 10, and I give unto them eternal life, give is present tense. You don't have eternal life when you die, you have it now. You are made alive at present. When you are born again, we partake of the divine nature. The divine nature moves in. When we are born again, it's because we receive Jesus Christ. And listen to this. When we are born again, we're brand new. Now, you may sit here and you say, preacher, you know, I haven't ever heard it like this. And I'm thinking in my heart, I got some dings in my car. I got some things. That doesn't matter. Because 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The challenge here tonight is, as Christians, is for us to live like we have a divine nature. Live like we're alive. Live like we're new. These things in the world, if you want to find fame and fortune in the world, you can do that. But when you get to the end of that road, it's compared to the Christian life, it's zero. You can have all the money that all the banks in the world can hold, and it won't get you any closer to heaven. Being born again is the most exciting life that a person can live. We should get up in the morning excited about the day. We should quote the verse, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad into it, add to it, because I'm born again. Amen? Let's have every head bowed and every eye closed. No one looking around. You say, preacher, if I die today, I know for sure I'd go to heaven. Christ is my Savior. Heaven is my home. Can you slip your hand up? God bless you. Hands all over. Anybody here, you say, preacher, I don't know. I don't know. Would you pray for me? Anybody here like that? Now, speaking of Christians, say, preacher, God spoke to my heart tonight. I am born again. I am alive. I do have the divine nature. I do. I realize the Bible says I'm brand new. But I got to tell you, my life is not what it should be. And I know God wants me to be right, and I know He'll forgive me, and I know He'll get me right on the right path. And I want you to pray for me that I'd be willing to make some changes and get some things right in my life that God, the Holy Spirit's pointed out tonight. Would you slip your hand up? Just slip it up and put it back down. God bless you. Hands all over. Listen, if God spoke to your heart, you come to the altar and get alone with Him. Don't stay in your seat. God bless you back there. Anybody else? God bless you. Father, bless the invitation. Work in our hearts in Jesus' name. Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. The piano plays. If God spoke to you, come. Get alone with God. Get alone with God and pray. Seek His face. Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he says, then will I hear from heaven. Listen, God wants to empower your life. We've all got lost loved ones. We've got lost friends. We think, how in the world are they going to get saved? Well, they're going to have to have somebody that lives a Christian life before them, somebody that shares it with them. And that person has to be you. That person has to be me. Folks are coming. What about you? Amen. Good to see you. And don't forget, Sunday we'll have the Le Mans with us. Be a great service, missions conference. So be in your place, and let's have a great day on Sunday. Let's remember to pray for these prayer requests, and let's pray for each other. Jonathan Carter, close us in prayer.
Amen.